So at this point in the service, I would usually talk to you a little bit, which I will briefly do, and we'll do another song. But you may wondering why, maybe wondering why I called this service "Coming Unglued," and you may have seen the beautiful picture that Jody, you know, almost picked to illustrate this service, which I really liked. And as you saw in the blurb for this service, was about how, you know, coming unglued is usually a term that we use to suggest that things aren't going well. We've like, I lost control and things are falling apart. And that's right, that is the way we use that phrase. But I want to kind of look at it from the other side today. I mean, let me give you an example. There's an old story. It was represented to me as a Buddhist story. I don't know if it really is or not. You know, many of these old stories get attributed to lots of different traditions. It's a kind of a patriarchal story, I apologize, but it was written back in the day. It doesn't work unless you tell it in this way. So, but the story, which you may have heard, but I always really appreciate it, is about the two monks who are walking down the river. And they're walking down the river, and this is a pretty traditional monk situation. You know, these guys are living out in the forest somewhere at a monastery. They don't see a lot of people, but they see this woman walking, who's standing on the side, kind of looking distressed, just outside of the river. And the older monk says to her, so, what's up? Why are you looking so distressed? And she says, well, I got to get to the path on the other side of the river, but the rains came and the river's really rushing, and I'm just not sure, and I'm kind of small, I'm not sure I'm going to get across without getting carried away. So the monk says, well, that's not a problem. Picks her up, he wades across the stream, you know, it's rushing, but he's a pretty strapping, tall guy, and he puts her down the other side, he comes back. He and the other monk resume the walk. And about 30 minutes later, the younger monk turns to the older one and says, you know, we're not supposed to have any contact with women. I mean, not talk to them, not see them, much less touch them, pick them up and carry them places. What is the problem? What were you thinking? The older monk looks at him and says, I put her down a half hour ago. You're still carrying her. I love Buddhism, by the way, does not have great literature, in my view. Because, you know, it's first noble truth and stuff. Right? Anyways, but that one, I think, is really good. And I think about that all the time. Not long ago, I was in a yoga class. And the teacher, I fancy that I know a little bit about yoga. Maybe too much, I suppose, that I fancy myself. But I was doing this thing, and she had us do this thing. And it wasn't Jennifer, by the way. It wasn't her class. But she had us do this thing. I'm like, that's not anatomically good. We should not be doing that thing. At least I should not be doing that thing. And I was still agitating about that 25 minutes later in this, and risking my own health, because if I'm thinking about that, I can't be focusing on not getting injured at the moment. This thing about how the stuff we carry with us in our minds causes us suffering is huge. And that's, I think, a little bit what Karen was talking about when she mentioned joys and sorrows. I mean, the attachment to things, the attachment to devices, the attachment to routines, the attachment to ideas, these can all be very, very useful sometimes. But if we don't reflect every once in a while and say to ourselves, all right, can I alter this relationship with this thing, or with this idea, or with this practice, or with this phone? Can I be free of this if I want? I think if we don't do that, we risk kind of sliding into a kind of automatic way of life that brings us, frankly, suffering. Life is hard enough. We all know that. There are things that happen. There are illnesses. There are tragedies. There are losses. These happen. So if life is hard enough with all of the things we're going to encounter that we have no choice about, maybe we can do something about the ones that we carry within us that cause us suffering, even when nothing is happening outside, which I think is why these songs keep highlighting over and over again, it's all right. In this moment, maybe it's just all right. Maybe right now, I can live fully with whatever is happening. And I have a lot that I was gonna say about all of this, but I don't need to, because Jennifer, when I was getting this thing ready, brought me this song, or she suggested this song. It's a James Taylor song that we're about to do. It kind of says it all, so let's just let James Taylor sing it instead of, I'm not going to sing it, we'll sing it, but it's a song called The Secret of Life, so it's not not one of these songs where you have to dig really deep to find the meaning. He kind of tells you what it is in his view, in the title, and then he sings it to you. So the highlight, the lyric I wanted to highlight is where at one point he sings, "Isn't it a lovely ride? I'll be sliding down, gliding down. Try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride." So I know that life is not always lovely at every moment,